This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Successful Farming magazine says that the largest 35 U.S. pork producers added 123,000 sows this year, directly owned. Seaboard, who is jointly building the new packing plant in Sioux City, Iowa, added 75,000 sows. Clements Foods, who is building a new plant in Michigan, is adding 20,000 sows. And Prestige Farms, who is building a new hog plant in North Central Iowa, added just 5,000, but will ramp that up in 2017 as their plant will not be operational until 2018. Smithfield Foods, owned by a Chinese entity, is still the number one sow owner in the United States with no close second, with 880,000 sows, down slightly from 894,000 the previous year. These integrated operations do not own all the hogs that they process, so when they build new plants, there is incentive for others to grow sow numbers through contracts. 123,000 head of additional sows is enough, however, to keep the one hog too many advantage going for integrated producers, so that they ensure that there is enough supply that they do not have to bid up to buy hogs while they make their profit from selling pork. The Sterling Profit Tracker estimates that farrow-to-finish margins are still at a $5 a head loss last week, while pork packers made $36. They have $3 corn, a substantial rally off the lows in the lean hog index, and hog producers are still losing money. This industry is not working for everyone. The top companies are also the cutting edge of technology innovation in the industry, responsible for much of the perpetual increase in productivity. They used to worry about keeping hog buildings warm in the winter, but now they are applying new technology to keeping them cool in the summer. While there are still instances of pushback in some communities to livestock production, there is also room to expand in the Corn Belt. The hog industry will export close to the equivalent of 450 million bushels of corn this year in the form of pork, so the health of this industry and its ability to grow is important to grain producers. The trade is looking for 100.2% for sows in the hog report and 102% for hogs kept for market. I think that the industry is in the mode that they hope someone else will moderate production so that they don't have to. With several new hog processing plants under construction and in the works, someone will produce more hogs to supply them. The only thing that will stop them is a good virus or two, and that is only temporary. The additional hogs will primarily come from productivity gains, with pigs per litter expected to be up 101.1%. The period of sustained improvement in productivity may have limits, but the industry doesn't appear to have found them yet. A small moderation in numbers is expected from the current rate of slaughter. That correlates with expectations that peak slaughter has been seen. You're listening to the Comstock Report. There is enough bird flu in Asia to generate demand concerns for corn. Korea is losing a large portion of its poultry flock to a virulent strain of bird flu, and there are instances showing up in other countries. Japan is seeing more outbreaks, and China is banning imports of poultry from countries that have the virus, but it has already reached Hong Kong. It is a long time until spring when warmer weather would stop the virus. This seems worse than past epidemics. I think that these countries have been building grain and feed inventories due to trade concerns. If domestic demand is curtailed, these would become burdensome very quickly. The long-extended sideways consolidation in soy meal since September has always looked bearish to me chart-wise. It looks to have rolled over, and there's a good chance that the September low is vulnerable. We will see how many hogs that there are Friday, but they have not been profitable if that makes any difference to the industry. Record ethanol production produces record distillers' grain production, too. Soy oil was the weak link Thursday. The bulls got Thanksgiving in the soybean market, and it would appear that the bears are getting Christmas. The funds that were buying around Thanksgiving are selling now. The corn market has now rolled over and is heading toward its 40-week cycle low in mid-January. There's a lot of corn to move from outside piles before elevators are going to want to fill from on-farm storage. Farmers own so much grain, it's frankly hard to see fundamentally why the corn market would stop going down in January. The cycle is generally reliable. I don't think that hope is going to be a very effective marketing plan going forward, but it is what is being cited by many farmers. I know that their bankers are not impressed with the strategy. The dollar is still pausing but hasn't given up much of the gains. Neither Argentina nor Brazil reduced any corn and soybean acreage this season because of the benefit of weak currencies. It would appear that we will shift acreage from corn, wheat, sorghum, and rice to soybeans and cotton here next spring. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com. or call 712-933-9400.